Shalom Aleichem, Rabbeisai, good evening. We are learning Chovos Halvavos, Shar HaBitochon, Perek Vav. In my lifetime edition, it's page Shin Ayin Hey. The paragraph beginning the Haravi'i. Yes, we're skipping a little bit. The Haravi'i. We're continuing the Chovos Halvavos discussion of the mindset of those who he calls Balei Hamashkoines, those who demand security, those who are not ready to dedicate their free time to Hashem until they see themselves materially, all their material affairs set up for the long-term future. They feel that the future has to also be set up before I can let go and give a lot of time. And he's contending with that mindset. And he's offering various arguments to try to show how inappropriate and misguided this way of thinking is. We've seen three. I won't recap because we spent basically the whole shiur yesterday recapping. Let's move on to the fourth. V'haravi. Number four is, K'amemashken es chaveroi. A person who demands collateral, meaning, as we're discussing, he's comparing this to a person who you make an order from him, and he tells you, before I deliver, I have to have cash up front. I don't trust you. I'm not comfortable delivering the goods until I have cash up front. And this is basically how the Chovos Halvavos says, this is how we're relating to Hashem, with this mindset. So he says, when a person demands collateral up front, there are three reasons why he might do that. One reason is, perhaps this person simply won't have the means of paying back. I trust you that you are honest. I trust you that you're well-intended. But I suspect that you won't have the means to pay me back. You won't be able to, even if you want to. That's why I'm only willing to deliver the goods with cash up front. Ashenis. Another reason is, Shemayik Paitsiyodoy al Mashiachetzloi. Maybe I distrust your honesty. Maybe you will withhold what you owe me. Velo yuchali parami menu. And I won't be able to collect. Since I don't entirely trust you, I ask for collateral or cash up front. Ashlishis. Number three will be, Mipnei shuyoy shema yamu sishalim tzeyu. Another concern is that maybe I won't be able to get a hold of you. Maybe the person will die. Or I won't know how to get a hold of you. And therefore, taking collateral, demanding cash up front, that's the way to solve these problems. I don't have to worry that maybe you won't be able to afford it. I don't have to worry that maybe you'll withhold the payment. And I don't have to worry that I won't be able to get a hold of you. I'm already, I have the cash up front. But if you knew somebody who you knew they were not, those reasons weren't relevant. You knew that he has the means. Now you're talking about a multimillionaire, and the question is whether he'll be able to pay you $1,500 at the end of the month. You know that he's very honest. He's has a long track record, been doing business for years. And you know exactly where to get a hold of him, and there's plenty of other partners in the business. It's a well-established business. You have nothing to worry about. It would be considered rude. It wouldn't be considered nice to demand collateral up front. Why express distrust if there's no reason to? If you're perfectly comfortable that you're going to get the money, why should you express distrust? So now when we're talking about Hashem, you certainly cannot suspect him of any of these things. How much more inappropriate and not nice it is to demand that Hashem give you collateral up front. The pasuk says, Liyah kesef liyah zov. Hashem says, all money is under my control. Wealth and honor is in your hands to dole out. Now, once again, this is not to say that a person is guaranteed that he'll have whatever he wants in the future, but it is to say that he's guaranteed that he will receive whatever he ought to receive, whatever is best for him to receive, he will receive without a doubt. Okay, so that is reason number four, that asking for collateral, by definition, is expressing a lack of trust, whether a lack of trust in the person's means, whether a lack of trust in the person's honesty, or in your ability to get a hold of him. This is not relevant to Asha. Number five. Achamishi. Reason, argument number five is, Kamemashken is chaviroi. If a person demands collateral from his fellow, Tanuach nafshei b'mashkei. Then, receiving that collateral provides the needs. Once I got the collateral, or once I got the cash up front, I have nothing to worry about anymore. Now, I can go and comfortably deliver the goods. The collateral solves any problems, any niggling doubts. Once I have the collateral in my hand, I know that my means of collecting, the collection is taken care of. I don't have to worry about the collection anymore. I know that I have it. But he says, but when a person feels that he needs to see his future set up before he can dedicate himself to Hashem, if he thinks that if Hashem gives me X, Y, Z, then I will have no more material concerns. Tanasi Sheker, he says that simply isn't true. If a person doesn't feel that he can hand himself over into Hashem's hands, if he feels that he has to be given the money up front, then no amount of money or no material setup will really ease his mind and enable him to let go and to now I can forget about everything and just dedicate myself to Hashem. There isn't, in such a person's mind, in such a person's way of thinking, there really is not such a reality. It's theoretical. I have everything I know that everything I could possibly need, then I would let go. But no matter what I'll have, there will always be, but who knows if I'll need it at a later point, etc. Who knows what will happen? That never ends. That never ends, realistically. So, if they say, let's say Hashem tells you, you know what, here, I'm going to deliver to you right now $800,000, cover you for the next, you figure out how many years it's supposed to cover. That's it? Zell, now you're ready to let go? Now you're ready to let go and completely dedicate yourself to me? No. When a person is really thinking this way, it won't enable him to. Why? Because you never know what might happen. You never know if something will come up. Yes, I have this money in the bank now, but who knows if this bank will go wrong? I have to have investments in a few different places so as to guarantee that I know I'll have it when I need it. Everybody could say hello to Chaim Scholl if you want. Here, jump up. Opa. Okay. Okay. Like Pasuk says, there's certainly such a thing as a person having that money in his account, but then losing it at some point. So once again, you might have that money in your bank account, but then you have to worry about, I don't know what, all kinds of different eventualities, and you better make sure that you have more money. You better make sure that you have money in other places. Maybe you have to have a Swiss bank account, a Brazilian bank account, a French bank account, a Chvesvas. Maybe you have to have investments in other areas. But And when the person says that, you know, no, I'll get to a certain place, I'll reach a certain goal, and then I will be at peace, and I'll be able to really dedicate myself to Hashem's service. He says it's a dream, it's a fantasy. It isn't really true. They are misleading themselves. If a person needs to see himself set up in order to let go, he never will see himself set up. On the contrary, if Hashem does provide that money, that itself could just providing more concerns, more worries. Like Chazal said, Mar ben echasim, mar bedaaga. Sometimes the more a person has, the more stress it causes. So if you aren't being at ease with the future, is not a matter of how much you have. It's a matter of your midah. It's a matter of you putting in the thought and the mental exercises and developing that sense of connection with Hashem in order to be able to let go. If it's not going to come within you, from within you, having the money, having the material set up is not going to enable it either. That is not reality. Now that's Chavos HaVavos' next point. He's basically saying, if you need to see yourself materially set up in order to be able to let go, then you never will let go because you will never feel a confident taka that you'll be set up like that. Okay. Lehashishi. Now number six, argument number six against this way of thinking. Kamekabel mashko in mechaveroi. When you would like to receive collateral from your fellow, cash up front, whatever it is. Ilo haya boru loy shifra ehu koidem zmanai. If you knew for a fact, okay, again, you're dealing with somebody and you're making a deal with him, you would like to ask him for cash up front. Now, let's say you know about this person. This is a person you've never done business with before. But this is a person who everybody who you speak to tells you, this is a guy you want to do business with. Why? It says, first of all, he always pays even before the debt is due. That's number one. And number two, v'igmaleu tachas hamtonosei kefa mashiyesh leitzloi. A, he'll pay you before the debt is due, and B, if you give him 3 weeks, he'll pay you a lot more than what's actually due those 3 weeks. If you ask him for money up front, he'll give you that money. That's it, and you're done. But if you, let's say, you give him the time, he'll actually give you a lot more. Now, of course, this is, you're going to run into ribbis problems here. But we're talking theoretically right now. Picture the scenario, okay? Let's say you have a heter iska, whatever it is. L'chesed olav, because he is that type. He wants to show that he appreciates your patience, and therefore, if you deal with him patiently, he will reward you well for it. And you know that you'll actually prosper a lot more by showing him that trust and by giving him that leeway. He'll pay you a lot more than the deal actually is. You would not demand collateral from him. You'd be happy to give it to him and then wait patiently until he's ready to pay. Now, when it comes to Hashem, we already know. You're telling Hashem, you know, I charge a certain amount per week. Hashem is busy showering so much good. Don't start handing Hashem bills. Don't tell him how much you require per week. He is busy showering so much. You already see what he's been doing for you your whole life. You see everything he's been doing for you your whole life. And all the different benefits that will suddenly come your way in unexpected ways. And he knows to reciprocate for dedication for him, to him. You do tzedakah. And if you serve him loyally and dedicatedly. Then he knows how to pay well. He pays in unimaginable ways. So, like the pasuk says, you know that by showing him that loyalty, he will pay amply. So it is certainly unfitting to demand that collateral from him. Okay. Now, we're up to the last one, but okay, we'll end with this for tonight. Kol Tov Raboisei.